So as I said, tonight we're going to be talking about the conference in Korea first. It was so exciting, we absolutely have to take time for this. 4Life had planned their conference first. And when we began to plan the Team Bond annual conference, we originally planned it in Indonesia. And then everything changed for Dr. Jace Kim, who has just put Korea on fire. And we decided to move it to Korea. And then we were going to do it in the city of Seoul. But when Tony Lee, the manager of the Korean office, found out we were doing that, he said, why are you doing it in Seoul? All the distributors are going to be 2 hours away up in the mountains at this beautiful resort. Why don't you have it there? So we changed again, and we planned our conference to be right after the 4Life conference in the same facility. And then we had the Team Bond conference. So it worked out just beautifully because everybody was there. But really, I have to tell you, there were 1,000 people. It was so awesome. We have never seen that in Korea before. And even though you go to the 4Life convention every year and you see 10,000 Latinos, I'm going to tell you, for the first time, I believe that we have somebody who can outdo that, and that is Dr. Jace Kim in Korea and his team. They have had the biggest growth in all of 4Life last year. They grew more than anyone. And you can see that when you go, because they have increased their numbers so drastically. Jace will tell you himself that, you know, when he first went over there, and I think we all need to go back and remember, too, that there was a time when Jace was very discouraged and almost quit 4Life. In fact, today I had a call from Ray Muir to ask me about everything, and he said, Bonnie, do you remember that time when Jace almost quit? And I go, yeah, I remember that very clearly. And he said, and look what's happened. And I said, oh, you don't even have any idea unless you were there. I mean, it's hard to tell people unless you're absolutely there. But to see what happened and what's going on there, and his beaming face, he is so proud of what has happened. And his excitement in his body language, in his words, in his expressions, he's on the biggest high he will ever be on right now. I mean, not only becoming platinum, which is absolutely wonderful, because if you were at the last international convention in Utah, in Miami, Jace got on the stage and he shouted to everybody, I am a platinum, I am a platinum, I am a platinum. And I'm sure there were people in the audience that go, what is he doing? He's not a platinum. But he knew he was a platinum in his heart, in his desire, in his planning to be it. There was no doubt in his mind where he was going. He had made up his mind to become a platinum, and he went and did it. And I am so proud to say that he did that with our Team Bond training system, and he will be the first person to tell you that. When he was in that downslope of being so ready to quit at one time, then moved to Korea, and even the Korean distributors were sort of in a down slump. And he went in there and he started showing the love that he gives to his distributors, which are so intense. I mean, and I don't mean he babies them. He is the opposite of babying his people. He does not baby anyone. But he genuinely cares about each person in a way that I've never really seen. He cares about their life, about their business, about how they feel. And he talks to each one of them. He's very, very involved. This man, I don't think he ever sleeps. He sends emails. He calls on the phone. He goes to see them. You know, he's almost like a minister. He's just amazing. And so this got into their blood and how they felt, and they began to learn. They began to believe in themselves. And I think this is the biggest thing he's done for all of them. And now that I've been there, I can say that. They believe not only in 4Life, in the products, and the future, they believe they can do it. And isn't that the key to this entire business, is building belief in each distributor? They believe it, and they've seen it. So in any case, when we arrived, our first day was a private tour in Seoul. And then they took us to see the new 4Life office, because they have moved locations. And the office is in a very lovely building, up and many stories high. They're on two separate floors, and they have these big windows that overlook all of Seoul. It's the most beautiful scenery up there. They have a giant meeting for people to just come in and lounge around and talk. They have a big meeting space and training space. They have a corporate boardroom for personal meetings, and they have offices for everybody in 4Life. Even Tony Lee was so proud to show his big office right there on the corner overlooking Seoul. And so that was quite impressive. And by the way, if you go to the teambond4life.com website, you can see pictures of all of this. But beside that, when that was done, of course, they took us to a lovely lunch. That all, when we walked into the 4Life office, I started crying, which I spent most of my time crying on this trip anyway. But I started crying because the entire lobby was filled with distributors from wall to wall. They were just all over there. And they were all very gracious, you know, coming up and welcoming myself and my two granddaughters who went with me and giving us hugs and being so happy and excited that we were there. And so then they took the Gold Internationals from Korea, which there's a lot of them, and Jace, and we all went to lunch. And so we got to hear from each one of them during lunchtime and how passionate they are about the business and how solid they are. And each one of them have had huge challenges. You know, when, over the course of these many days that we were there, we heard so many of their challenges. And it's hard to believe that these people even carried on with what they went through. But they went through some very, very big things, and they came out because they had the desire and the willpower to do what they had to do. They knew what they wanted, and they went for it. So in any case, that was just a wonderful time with them. And I will tell you this, just kind of a funny thing that's kind of fun for me and my grandchildren. We were on a tour of one of the palaces from the dynasty era. And when we came out of the museum building, there was a whole film crew standing there, and they were with a television station in Korea, and they wanted to interview us. So they did, and so we have been on Korean TV, which just makes me laugh. But they had an English-speaking station, and she said, don't worry, we will have all this, you know, translated on the screen for people. So we were quite impressed with that. But then we took a two-hour drive then to go up to the resort, which was in the mountains and just lovely, beautiful resort. And that's where we spent the next few days, going to the 4Life convention. And as usual, they had a big ballroom with a beautiful stage all lit and music playing like you hear in ours, very much the same, but just beautifully done. And there were so many, there was 1,000 chairs in there, and they just filled up the whole place. It was just wonderful, you know, and the passion and the excitement in that room. I mean, you could hardly keep these people quiet. They were just like a racehorse getting out of the gate. They were so excited about everything. And then when the conference started, of course, they had many speeches. Nathan Larson was there, Preston Richards, both vice presidents, and Tony Lee, and they all made speeches. And of course, Jace was on stage and honored very greatly for being a platinum. And they did some wonderful things for myself, and they had me and my granddaughters get on the stage. And we did kind of a mock talk show where Nathan was interviewing me on the stage. We were sitting on sofas just like a talk show, and he was interviewing me, and they were translating. So it was kind of cool. But all the speeches were very good, and everybody was so hyped up. And they talked about bringing Renuvo to Korea, which they're happy about. And then what happened is that whole group, you've probably heard about their diet. They've all taken a combination of 4Life products, and they've gone on a diet. And there's been maybe 100 of them that have lost huge amounts of weight. And so they formed an Immune Diet Academy. They call it IDA. They have formed this Immune Diet Academy. So on that first night, they had what's called an Immune Diet Academy walking show. And basically, it was a performance. It was a whole evening of entertainment where they got on the stage, and they sang, and they danced, and they did all kinds of things. And they all had costumes on, and you can see that on our site, too. where they were just, you can't even believe the things they did. They were so much fun because they just wanted to get up and show that they had lost weight. And they were walking. We had a runway, like a model's runway, down the middle of the room. And they were walking up and down there. And we could see how they were all so tiny. And people that I had seen before that were greatly overweight had just shrunk before my eyes. They were skinny. And that diet really, really worked. And they were so jazzed about it. So that was a beautiful day. And the next day they actually ended the Four Life Conference and we started ours, which again, we had the whole room full. That almost that entire convention was Team Bond, almost everyone. And so it was very, very impressive. And Barbara, I don't know, I think you knew that Kim Ferguson was there, who's another leg completely. And her sister turned Gold International and was there. And so they were celebrating that too. But mainly, there were so many golds under Jace. And not only that, his group from Indonesia showed up with 10 people, 2 people from Japan, and 1 from Malaysia, all in his team and all excited. And 2 of those from Indonesia were gold, along with Jace's 5 golds. So there were just so many golds with us. It was great. And everybody in the room was just yelling and screaming that they all wanted to be gold and platinum. They all have the same goal. They want to go to the top, and they will do anything it takes to get there. It was very, very impressive. And so what we had done is we had sent trainings over to Jace in a binder, and he took them and he translated them all, so they're in Korean. He actually had them bound into a beautiful book. And Barbara, I have one here for you that I'm going to send. But Kurt had designed a cover for us, and he had put the cover in a glossy cover on the book. Then he bound all the trainings with an index of which leader is going to teach which segment of the training and which pages they're on and so forth. So it's just beautifully put together. And what they could do is they could sit there and listen to the trainings being given on the stage. Then they could take the book home and read the same trainings and remember them and go over them over and over again with their own team. So they were really thrilled with that. But I watched them, and they were all had their books open, and they were taking notes on their pages as they were listening to the speakers. And the speakers were all the golds. They were given segments of this training to do, and they were asked to please study it, please make it their own, and please deliver it as their own. So when they got on the stage, they certainly did deliver the message, every message, but they added so much to it, I was blown away. I cannot get over those leaders. I was just shocked. They were just so good, and they had all of them. They had the audience standing and yelling and screaming, and I mean, the enthusiasm was unbelievable. I can't tell you what it means to have momentum in a group. This is what happens when you create momentum. When you teach your group well, when you help them succeed, you help them advance, they can't help but be excited. And then they bring others in who catch that excitement. And then it just grows and grows from there. And then you create an energy that just can't stop. That is what we call momentum. And he certainly did it over there. Everybody's on fire. And they had the first day they brought new people in that were just there to look at it. And so they're constantly signing up new people. But anyway, the second night, we had our recognition night for Team Bond. And we had, Jace had asked me before this event, he said, Bonnie, please let me put on the conference. And I said, well, Jace, you know how particular I am. I'm a nitpick about details. He said, just teach me. I want to learn how to do it. So I put a whole set of rules together, and I sent it over to him. And he did all of it. Every bit of it, down to the favors on the table. Because when we have our recognition night, you know it's a dinner, and we always have favors for everybody at their table. And so he had all that done. He had the only awards he did not have were the gold and the platinum, which I had shipped over there. And so he had all the other awards on the stage and ready to go. And what happened was Tony Lee, he arranged for a country club just 2 miles away from this resort, a country club ballroom, which was total elegance. and he arranged for us to have our dinner there. And he planned the whole dinner and everything. I was so excited because it was just first class. And everybody came in long gowns, and they were all glitzy, and it was beautiful. Just a typical team bond night that if you've been there before, you know what it's like. But that's what happened, and they had pretty music in the background, and then we had a lovely dinner, then all the awards. But let me tell you this. I mean, this is the shocker. 555 distributors lined up for rank advancements. 555. Is that a mind blower? I mean, they just did it in the last few months. There were so many, they just kept going across the stage. We just couldn't see the line wasn't ending. It was just going all around the room and out the door. The biggest line of people that were advancing, and they'd come up to the microphone, and they were so excited to be up there, and they're all saying, I'm going gold, I'm going to go gold, you know, and they would come to me, and luckily I had a translator with me, so I got to hear a lot of their messages, and they were just saying, this has been the most motivational convention, and we are so excited, and we're going to go all the way. Everybody said the same thing over and over and over. And you couldn't help but just be breathless by it all because it was so good. And they were so loving, just so caring and so loving. It was just beautiful. But anyway, the next day, they still had one more day of classes to go through, which we sat through as much as we could. But then we had to take off for the airport halfway through that. So we said goodbye to everybody. And we went to our rooms to pack. We were actually going to leave early the next morning. So we just said goodbye to everybody, and they're all, it's funny, Jace is really hysterical, because we said goodbye, and everybody got up and waved, and everybody was through with their goodbyes, but then Jace said, Bonnie, you go to your room for like 30 minutes, and then you come back, because I want you to go to three special meetings that are separate. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, okay, well, we'll do that. So we went to our room for 30 minutes, and I came back, and he rushes me into a meeting. And it was the person called Kong Ok Noi. She had her group separate from everybody else, and he wanted me to speak to them. So I went in, and I spoke to them, and he says, now, Bonnie, we have to rush off. We have to go talk to Grace's group. So we went to a separate room, and we talked to Grace's group. He goes, now, Bonnie, we have one more. We have to go talk to Dr. Kim Mi Jung's group. So we went to another room and talked to them, and all of them, you cannot believe, were screaming and yelling just with so much excitement. It never ended the whole time we were there. It just never ended. It was just high, high energy every minute with great numbers of people, just hundreds of these distributors all over the place. And so then we finally went to our room, packed our bags, got up early the next morning. We went down to the lounge to get into our taxi, and Jace was sitting there. He said, Bonnie, you have one more stop to make. And I can't say no to him, of course. He's been so successful. I mean, I don't want to let him down for anything. So he put me in the taxi with my two granddaughters, and he told the taxi driver where to drive. We went up a hill. We stayed in the resort. We went up a hill, and we came around the corner to a place where there was a parking lot, and there were hundreds of distributors standing there. When they saw our taxi coming, they all started yelling again. It was really amazing. And so he opened the door, and every one of those people got in a line to give us a hug goodbye. I couldn't believe it. All I could do was cry. And when you look at the website, you'll see me crying. I can't help it. It was just too incredible. The whole thing was just too incredible. And they bestow 9 million flowers on you when you're in one of their celebrations, because that's how they acknowledge people, is with big bouquets of flowers. And we had so much flowers. We took them to our room, and we put them in vases and everything, but we couldn't take them home. They were so pretty. I just don't even know how to tell you guys how incredible that was. And Barbara, you have to be on a high knowing this is your group. It's just really incredible.
On high, just listening to you, but I muted myself.
Well, that's okay.
It's amazing what you're telling us.
Well, I know you spent so much time with him. You know, and going through the hard time of him almost quitting and all of that. I know you went through all of that with him. And look at him now. I mean, good heavens. The man is
that
amazing.
That's what the amazing story is about, Edis Kobada, who comes and we never know where he's going. And as you said, it's all in between eclipses, and we both helped and supported, and look what you did, go to Korea and see all that. This is mind-boggling.
I want everybody to go, but you know what? I gave them a big challenge. I said, you know what? The Latinos bring 10,000 to convention. I said, I want you to bring 3,000. And they started laughing. They thought it was great. And they go, we will, we will. And they start chanting, putting their arm up in the air. You know, we will, we will. And I believe they will. I believe they're going to show up with thousands. I really believe that.
Unbelievable.
And there's going to be a day when they outnumber the Latinos. I can guarantee you of that. Not only that, the Indonesians are just as fired up as they are. And when I have done a couple of Skype meetings with the Indonesian group, they are just as excited over there as the Koreans are here. And all of them are wanting to get ahead just as much. So I think they're carrying this home with them, to and that they're going to do the same thing. It was just too infectious to be there for them not to want to do the same thing. And one person, a lovely lady from Malaysia, she's very aggressive. And she's just bound and determined to create this same atmosphere. She wants to build the Chinese group. And so she wants to create the same atmosphere among the Chinese. And when I spent time with her, I realized how serious she is. I realized how dedicated she is and that she's very, very focused. I don't think she will stray. And not only that, his two Japanese that you know, Barbara, the two of them he has are, they've done an about face. You know, they've been with us many years. They've never really gone to the top, these two. But they saw this happen in Korea, and they said, you know what, we're just going to make it happen in Japan. We're going to go do it. And so I think very soon you will see both Hayashi and Kuroda-san. I think you will see both of them become gold.
Wow.
I really believe that.
The pictures tell the rest of the story. I mean, it's just amazing when you look at the pictures and you talk. You know, this is really when you have it more present. It's great.
I just invite everybody to go to Korea and spend some time because you will come back on fire. And what a loving group. They're just totally loving, you know. I can't say enough about them, and I can't say enough about Jace. I just can't. He's just awesome. So, I mean, that's my report for Korea, and I'm so happy you were here to hear it. And, Madeline, I want to thank you for giving the training last week.
You're welcome, Bonnie, anytime.
That was the beginning of our exceptional leadership series. You did secret number one, and tonight I'm going to give secret number two. But, you know, part of this is what we did over in Korea, and they absolutely loved it. And I think they grew from it, too. So, I mean, I think it's wonderful. But thank you so much. And so I'm just going to start now so that Kurt can start his recording from this point. My name is Bonnie Taylor. I'm a Platinum International Diamond with 4Life Research. We welcome you to the Team Bond Leadership Training Series. And tonight we're doing Step 2 of the Exceptional Leadership Training. And that's secret number 2 is leaders know what they want. I know what you did, Madeline, last week was leaders know who they are, and tonight we're going to talk about leaders know what they want. And every one of these things that you learn through this leadership training are so valuable to your progression in 4Life. Being a leader is extremely important if you want your group to grow, and every one of these trainings have something valuable for you. And tonight I hope you will have a piece of paper because I'm going to have you write down some things. Leaders have definite, distinct personalities. They have qualities of strength, character, and assurance about them that cause people to look up to them and to respect them. In addition to personal clarity, knowing who they are, leaders are clear about their goals. They know what they want, and they are determined to get it. Goal orientation is the master skill of success. It is the most outwardly identifiable quality of a leader or a top performer. Fortunately, the ability to set and achieve goals is a learnable skill, so you can learn it. There are several key questions that you need to ask and answer for yourself. These questions help you develop greater clarity about what you really want to achieve And this is what you might want to write down. What are your three, in fact, don't put your answers now, just write the questions, and later when you're quiet, you can do this. What are your three most important goals in life right now? 1, 2, and 3. What are your most important goals in life right now? 3 most important goals. So what goals would you set for yourself? What would you want to do with your life? If you had a $10 million in the bank and you only had 10 years left to live, what would you set for yourself? What would you want to do? And there's another way of asking, what would you want to be? What would you want to have, or what would you want to do with your life if you had no financial limitations? If you were completely free to choose your future, how would you answer that question? And again, you can write 3 things down there. But answer them later, please. And here's another one. What one great goal would you set for yourself if you knew you could not fail? Imagine that you could wave a magic wand and achieve any one goal in life, large or small, short-term or long-term. What goal would that be? That's a powerful question. Whatever your answer to this question, the very fact that you could think about it and write it means that it is probably possible for you. The only question is, and here's another one, how badly do you really want to do this with your life? You were put on this earth to do something wonderful with your life. What could it be? So, and here's another one. Once you're clear about your personal goals, then you ask, what are my 3 most important business goals right now? If you want to write that down. What are my 3 most important business goals right now? In the 3,300 studies of leadership that I mentioned earlier, the most common quality they discovered was that of vision. Leaders have a clear, compelling, exciting vision of their goals, of what they want to accomplish in the future. And all that I explained to you about Korea was exactly what Jace Kim had. He had a very clear vision. Think about the future. Leaders practice future orientation. They idealize and imagine they could create what they could create, a perfect future for their business and their family. Leaders practice back from the future thinking. They project forward 3 to 5 years and imagine what their perfect business situation or career would look like if they had no limitations. And I think this is one of the points that's so important, is that we often think about our limitations instead of thinking, what if I had none? Then they look back from the vantage point of the future in their mind to their situation today and ask, what would have to happen for me to start moving from where I am today to create my ideal future vision tomorrow? If your future was perfect as a leader, if your business was the best it could be, how could it be different from today? The greater clarity you have about your future vision, the easier it is for you to make the necessary decisions to move from where you are now to where you want to be. That is so important for you to realize. Idealize and imagine your perfect future. When we do strategic planning with our organization, we spend several hours encouraging the leaders in the group to describe their perfect business sometime in the future. They imagine that they have all the time and money that they need and that they could create or shape the business in any way that they desire. What would it look like? The answers that come almost always are the same. The perfect business of the future would have excellent products and services and an excellent reputation in the market. They would have an excellent marketing system in place that generated continuous streams of qualified customers for their products and services. They would have excellent sales systems, excellent customer service, excellent internal information systems, and high consistent levels of profitability. They would have the best of people at all levels and be one of the most attractive places to work in the industry. They would be known far and wide as the quality leader in the business. Now tell me, doesn't that describe 4Life, all of it? It sure does. And you then ask, what will we have to do starting today to create the perfect business of the future? And then when you write that down, that becomes your vision. What will we have to do starting today to create the perfect business of the future? Then continually ask yourself, what will we have to do starting today to create the perfect business? Then continually ask, what would have to happen for me to start moving from where I am today to create my ideal future vision of tomorrow? If you were the perfect leader in our company sometime in the future, how would you be different from today? What is the first step you would take right now to begin becoming the person of your vision? What would you do to begin achieving personal excellence as a leader? Each business and personal goal must be clear, written down, scheduled, and measurable. Your goals must be so clear that a six-year-old could understand them clearly and tell you how close you were to achieving them. Your goals must be so clear that everyone in the company who is responsible for achieving any part of them is completely clear about what they are and how they will be measured. See how clear you need to be? Select one key goal. And here is a great question. What one business goal, if you were to achieve it, would have the greatest positive impact on your business? What one business goal, if you were to achieve it, would have the greatest positive impact on your business? Almost invariably, there is one goal which, if you achieve it, it would have the greatest effect on your business. Every other goal is a subset of this major goal and contributes to its achievement. What would be the most important goal for your business? And how will you measure success? What number would you use? In every business or career, there is invariably one number that is more predictive of success or failure than any other number. What is it for yours? And what is your deadline for achieving your most important goal? What are your sub-deadlines? How many times have we told you to set a date for anything that you want to achieve? How will you measure success at each step along the way? To achieve any goal, small or large, you should create a checklist, a series of steps organized by sequence to get from where you are today to where you want to be in the future. This checklist becomes your blueprint, which you work on each day and that what everyone else works on as well. A leader with a goal and a plan and a team of people committed to achieving that goal will accomplish 5 or 10 times as much as another person or organization who are not clear about what they want. And we have been telling you this for how many years now? Your ability as a leader to set clear goals and create written plans of action to achieve them in both your personal and your business life will determine how high you rise in the leadership and rank. Your ability to set and achieve goals will determine your effectiveness and your success as a leader and as an individual for the rest of your career. You should not allow any of this to frighten you or intimidate you. All of it is learnable if you are willing. Don't be complacent. Change your life while the opportunity is in your lap. Leaders need to be optimists. Their vision is beyond the present. So that basically is secret number 2. Leaders know what they want. And I think each of you should think about that no matter what place you are in right now or no matter what you want to do. You should determine it for yourself. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It just has to be for you and what you want and what will fit into your life. And I'll just tell you again, I mean, I've known this for years and we've all known it for years. But just coming back from this thing in Korea, I can see where dreams can come true if you just apply yourself. No matter what you're going through, no matter whether you think it's hard or not, if you know what you want and you're willing to do it, you can have it. It doesn't have to be something that you see other people get. It can be yours. I have experienced it myself, and I'm watching other people experience it right in front of my eyes. And I would like to see it be you. So anyway, I appreciate you being with us during this training, and I really hope that you can have your dreams come true. And if I can help you, let me know. I wouldn't mind getting an email from you, and I would be glad to help in any way that I can.